Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tim Andreessen of the CME Group talking live cattle contracts in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our own Carson Horn had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Tim Andreessen, Managing Director for Agricultural Products for the CME Group, about the work that's been done over the last couple of years now between the CME Group and the beef industry on the live cattle contracts that are offered by CME.
Well, look, we're very attuned to customer feedback around our contracts. And over the last couple of years, we've spent a lot of time working with NCBA and with a lot of people in the cattle industry, other organizations, and our customers directly on how to make sure that our cattle contract is the most effective hedging tool for them. I think we've seen the benefit of a lot of that work. You know, many of the changes that we've been putting in place are coming into effect. But for us, it's always an ongoing process of how do we make the contract better? How do we make it a more effective hedging tool?
Yeah. So what are some of the ideas that have come out of that process right now? Any updates on that?
Well, you know, a lot of the things that have happened in the past is, so for example, you know, we see a big shift in terms of where cattle are produced and implications around the size of the animals. You know, if you look at cattle up north, they're larger than cattle down south. There's been a lot of discussion around the choice select spread and what's the right choice select spread. We've updated that and are continuing to look at ways to make sure that that's relevant. But again, that's also a situation where choice select spreads up north are different than the choice select spreads down south. So, you know, we think it's one of these things where we need to continue to work. First and foremost, our products need to be an effective hedging tool. You know, there's other people in the marketplace that are providing liquidity, and we think they're really beneficial to the marketplace. But if the commercial cattleman can't use our contract and it's not an effective hedge, then, you know, we've got a problem and we need to address it.
And Tim Andreessen says while they can always make changes and improvements with the live cattle contract, they can't control how the industry is working today versus, say, a decade or two decades ago.
There's one thing that is really fundamental that isn't within our control, and that's if you look at the cattle market, the way cattle are being marketed, there's more and more that are not on the open market. You know, there's more being sold on grid. There's, you know, much more alignment like that. And so what that means is that transparency in that market is getting tougher and tougher. That is something that I think that you're seeing NCBA and other people in the cattle industry take on as a challenge for them to address, where they can be impactful in the physical market.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a derivative. We're always reflecting the physical market.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to reflect it as best as possible, but when you start to look at some of those transparency issues, that's where the cattle industry is really taking them on themselves.
So has price discovery suffered from this, transition to the way that cattle are being sold?
Well, when you see less and less on the open market, it's harder to really determine price. I don't think that it's hugely a problem. Obviously, cattlemen are getting what we think, you know, or what they are seeing as reasonable prices. And what you're seeing is pretty logical, right? So if you're a packer, you want to make sure you got animals in front of your kill line. And if you're a producer, you want to make sure you got a place to get your cattle slaughtered. But so I think it has some implications for transparency. I wouldn't say that it's significantly hampered things badly.
So obviously you're continuing to talk with consumers and producers, and tell us about what's the next step here, I guess. What other steps are you taking moving forward?
We don't have a specific next change to the contract in mind. At this point, you know, part of it is our customers are saying, hey, let's let's see what's playing out. You've made some changes. Let's see how those changes impact the market and the contract. But having said that, we're always having conversations with the industry around where do you think it's not lining up?
Yeah. Are producers' trust, I guess, in the markets, are they? Is it still there with futures, I guess?
I think so. I mean, we're seeing some of the you know, best use of our contract in a long time. I mean, we've set open interest records this year. And, you know, open interest records are coming from people who are hedging and who are using the contract. So I think from that standpoint, we definitely have more people using the contract than ever. And I think that's a good reflection.
Tim Andreessen of the CME Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.